And off we go to beautiful Kingston, New York, where the trees are bare. Is there snow on the ground back there, Gerald?
Gerald? The streets are empty. There's not a soul on the streets. You couldn't get a parking space here before. It was the biggest complaint here. There weren't enough parking spaces.
So all these people are at home with their knees knocking, afraid, scared to death, and because we're all going to die from COVID, right?
Is that it? Yep. And it's so sad. It's so sad. There's
repulsive.
No vibe. Yeah. It's Satan Claus has come to town. You will not sing Christmas carols. You'll get fined for it. You will not celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm a low-life piece of garbage, scum, crap. My name is Fauci, the jaw, the little arrogant piece of vaccinated crap. And I'm going to tell you, I don't want anybody getting together in your family with more than 10 people. And I know it's 10 people. It's not 9. It ain't 8. It's not 11. It's 10. I'm Fauci. F-U Fauci. This is satanic. They are stealing from us.
Yeah.
They are telling us, you, everyone listening, you are not allowed to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. Now you get back in your house.
That's right. You
will not sing a Christmas carol. Look what they're doing up in Canada. They're fining people for singing Christmas carols. This is satanic in front of everybody's eyes. Oh, Gerald, you know, I like that Silenti, but, you know, he gets angry. Yeah, you're right, I get angry, you little gutless coward. When people try to screw with me and try to F with my life, it's not going to work. But you little coward, oh, be polite. Bend over and keep taking it.
Yeah, you've got it. It's so sad to see so many people who are otherwise allegedly well-educated, intelligent, or at least have the right instincts, falling for this crap. They don't.
Yep.
But they don't have access to it like we do. The truth, they just don't, because they're all shut in and shut down by this controlled monopoly called mainstream media. And so all they get are lies over and over again. Take that vaccine. Listen, that vaccine, in my view, I'm speaking for me, not Gerald, is no vaccine. It's a carrier for other things they're going to be putting in people's bodies. They say one of the most vulnerable groups are senior citizens, and they're going to get the vaccine first.
Yep.
Well, guess what? They're going to die within a year, most of them.
Yeah, I have a sister in a nursing home, and they're giving it to her, and I'm trying to fight it.
Oh, she's
and, you,
no,
you
she,
have no,
no
idea
sad.
How heartbroken. I can't go visit my sister. You know, she's half out of home. Her daughter died 2 years ago, the opiate.
Oh, no.
You know, I used to go, she's like 90 miles away from me. I try to go visit her a couple of times, you know, a month, like you know, maybe every 3 weeks. And I used to cook for her, you know, make a macaroni and peppers and you know, all the stuff we loved, you know. And she cries every time I call her. I miss you. I can't see you. I miss you. I got some little arrogant piece of garbage crap, a low-life little boy with a bad attitude called Governor Cuomo, a nothing like his little arrogant brother. If your father wasn't governor before you, you would be a piece of crap on the street that you are rather than playing governor. And the people love this little clown. With New York, with more people died here than anywhere else, and he's a hero. He took people out of hospitals and put them into nursing homes. He took sick elderly people out of hospitals and put them in nursing homes.
I know.
My sister, I try to call her every day. And cries
I'm really
every
sorry
time
to hear
I
that.
Call her.
Yeah.
And this is just one of tens of millions of people going through this.
Sure. Of course. It's going to be the loneliest Christmas of all for a lot of people.
You will
Talk
not
about
celebrate
tens of millions.
The birth of the Prince of Peace because we are a warmongering nation. We love to kill other people. My name is Barack Obama, folks. I'm the Nobel Peace Prize piece of crap prize winner. I don't like that guy Gaddafi. I want him out of there. I don't care if I destroy the richest country in Africa. I don't care if I destroy the country where the people had more rights than anywhere in Africa. I want him out of there. I don't like that guy Hussein. He has weapons of mass destruction. I'm another arrogant little boy born on third base. My name is George W. Bush. I could be a cartoon character in Mad Magazine, and the people are ignorant enough to believe me.
It's true.
You will not celebrate Christmas. This is the satanic state of America, and we tell you what to do, the murderers and thieves in charge. Now you obey. And if you don't, we got the COVID cops, these little boys and girls dressed up in their military drag that really play tough when all the other little people in their military drag are around them. But man to man or woman to woman,
it's a different game entirely. You're right.
You got it. You're
totally right. It's sickening. You know what they've done, these Luciferian satanic dupes or the activists who understand what they're doing? They've gone around, and this is like the Grinch who stole Christmas, but it's mega times worse. They have stolen, Gerald, joy from us.
Yep. Yep.
That's what they're talking about.
It is not allowed.
No.
Joy
no
is
joy.
Not allowed. You know why they stole joy from us? Look how tight these cats are, man. Look at that little clown you got in Pennsylvania, Wolf. What Wolf? A puppy dog. Look at his health secretary.
Oh, no.
That guy, Rachel Levin.
You look at him.
How many chins does Levin have? This fat doesn't know who he is, what he does, telling me what to do. Look at that little skeleton they got over there in Los Angeles County. What's his name, Farrah? She looks like death. They're telling me what to do.
It's true. Hey, and Garcetti,
look at that guy, DeWine, of Ohio. Yeah. DeWine. Me, DeWine. Look at one freak after another telling you what to do, and people obey.
Go back to Pennsylvania for a minute.
Calm down.
Oh, yeah,
calm
Gerald.
Down.
Don't tell the truth, Gerald. Calm down,
all
please.
All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. Get on board and wear your mask.
FEMA will have camps at some point. If they play this out, they've already got them planned, to put troublemaking Americans in to either re-educate them or keep them there. They'll declare them a threat to the national health. And they'll lock them up. I mean, I'm talking about people like Gerald and I who are telling the truth here. We're troublemakers.
It.
We are a threat to the national security, and they'll pick us up. And it could happen. And then what? You're done. This is really, it's horrible. You want to talk about Pennsylvania? Pull up the state of Pennsylvania on a search engine and hit M, or no, pull up Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. Have you seen this dude? You
no.
got to see this. I'll send you the picture. You will not. Don't do anything. I'll send you the picture. You
right.
will not believe this, Kara. Oh my God, do they have some weird, I don't know, they escaped from some kind of a holding facility somewhere, these people. Especially that Dr. Raich. Whoa.
Yeah. What an attitude, too. What an attitude that arrogant piece of crap has. Look at that guy, girl, whatever he is. Can't figure it out, and he's telling me what to do.
I know.
Oh, by the way, Rachel, I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary and integrative medicine. Lola. Oh, by the way, Lola. The first book I worked on was Natural Healing, 1985, Warner Books, Lola. So save your crap for yourself. And by the way, I'll say it right to your face. And anybody that thinks they're going to put a vaccination in me, little Andy Cuomo, you come over here and try to give it to me. You come over here and I'll shove that vaccination right up your throat. Well, yeah. It'll help you by doing that, prevent you from getting the coronavirus. So that was not a threat. I did that to you. I shoved it into your Adam's apple because that's when the virus comes in. It'll stop right there. So that was not a threat.
No, that'd be a wonderful gesture.
Yes, because I would be doing something to save his life by shoving that vaccinate needle right through your Adam's apple and then injecting it so the COVID couldn't come in.
It has all so quickly gone into the realm of the Twilight Zone. It is just batshit crazy.
Yep. Look at the first thing people did when they became afraid. They went out and bought toilet paper. They fought themselves. You can't make this crap up, which shows you what crap heads they are. The first thing the people did was run out and bought toilet paper. I'm not making that up.
No, it's very good with ketchup on it, Gerald. You forgot. Put enough ketchup on anything, right? That's what the ketchup freaks say. Oh, I can't even begin to tolerate much more of this. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's that bad. We just keep pointing out the obvious for those who can't see the obvious. I check your mail. I just sent you this guy. This is Lieutenant Governor of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, let me see this clown. It's one jerk after another. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate.
Did you see it?
I've been there. I'm pulling it up now. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, what an attitude, huh? What an attitude. Look at me.
Look at the tattoo on his arm. You just can't even conceive of this. And there he is.
Oh, yeah, tough guy. Yep. And we pay them. The dictator over here, Cuomo, they're going to raise taxes. All you politicians that lock down everything, you should not be getting paid anything. Get this in your heads. You don't do anything anyway other than BS all day long and masturbate in public.
That's true.
You shouldn't be getting anything.
No.
And by the way, I want to say something to everyone listening. We're going to be censored. And if you don't do everything you can to support Jeff Rentz and the products that he sells, all you're going to hear is CNN, MSNBC, CNN, all of the prostitutes that get paid by their corporate pimps to put out and the Washington whoremasters. So you better do something now. It's Christmas time. And Satan Claus has come to town.
Yeah, it has.
Robbing us of our right to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace.
Yeah. That little thug, that little punk, Fauci, he's now lurking around the Biden group. Like he smells this pile of crap over there, and he's gone over to take a look. He wants to join up with them now. This guy is one of the most dangerous people.
Evil man.
Totally.
You go to every Thursday we do a Trends in the News broadcast. It's on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And I went after Fauci, this little clown. He said that not more than 10 people should get together on Christmas time. I said, show me the proof it's not 9 or 8 or 11. I said, I'm going after him. I said, by the way, I want to make this clear. I said, I'm calling him out, a little jaw. Fauci means jaw in Italian. I said, this guy's not Italian. He's only half Italian. He's Sicilian, you know. That's a joke, of course, among Italians.
But anyway.
I said, by the way, if this guy's name was Finkelstein and I've been calling him these names, I'd be accused of being an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah, you'd be put in re-education or something.
Right?
It
came to me as I'm saying it. I said, I'm Italian. You know, I could call this clown out. But if this guy was Jewish and I'm calling him out, then I'd be called an anti-Semite.
Yeah, I know. It's so... They've gotten away with so much, and the people just don't... You know, I tell you, at least, if you remember back 15, 20 years ago, we were hesitant, and I'm talking about the masses, to use the word... And you could say German, Austrian, Indian. But if you said Jew, you said it and you kind of almost looked over your shoulders. Did anybody hear me? I got to be careful. People were afraid. Now we can say the word Jew at least. We've gotten that far. Catholic, Jew, Protestant, although the Jews consider themselves the particularly intense component of world Jewry to be a race. They were a race, like black.
I know.
White,
my friends, I say, where are you from? And they go, well, my parents are from Russia. But I said, you're an Ashkenazi Jew. I said, they didn't join in until like 800 A.D. I said,
that's
this is
right.
Like the evangelicals, you know? I said, but they keep doing this. You know, and they keep making it a race, and it's a religion.
No, it's a race. And they pretend to be white anytime it serves their purpose. But if they get into a political situation where they have to grind their Ashkenazi acts, they're a race. They're not white. No, white people. And that's like that Jerry Kushner, the president's son-in-law, was talking about PPEs for the public. And he said, this is true. He's giving some kind of an address or press there and all that. And he says that, and we promise the Trump administration that the Americans will have plenty. The Americans. That was him talking. He looks down on us. He's one of the chosen. The Americans, they'll have plenty. He's not American. He's a Lubavitcher Jew, and so is the president's daughter. And they go to the Chabad Lubavitch, and they have their services. And they also go pray at Rabbi Lubavitch's tomb. And you got to read some of the quotes about how these Lubavitch hated the Goyim, hated them. It's there. It's all his writings. It's right there. So anyway, look, they're white when they need to be, and otherwise they're a race. And they're clever. I've said this before 1,000 times. I salute them. They are so damn clever. 0.37% of the world population, and look at the names. In the key positions of every country, practically,
you know,
in the
why?
Western
they
world.
They stick together. They stick
That's
together.
That's right.
And
they promote themselves.
Italians don't.
Yeah.
Italians don't. And the Jews stick together, and that's what they're, and God bless them for doing that.
No, they
respect each other, and they I certainly do. You know, I mean that in a very positive way.
Hey, listen, they got the job done, all right? The rest of us didn't.
Yep.
The Italians don't
stick together at all. The nationality's known for it. They're jealous of one another. And that's why they are where they are. And, you know, I used to go to Italy a lot. I dated an Italian woman, not really Italian. She was from Bolzano up in the north. Mm-hmm. They should have kept it up there, too. It was Austria. But anyway, I actually have a cousin, Vinny. Elizabeth Minotti.
Vinny.
I got a cousin, Vinny. Anyway, they lost their fight. There's no fight over there. They've gone. They're gutless. They're cowards. They take the crap. It's the most bureaucratic place that you can imagine. You can't paint your house the color you want. You can't cut down that. You can't do anything.
Wow.
It's terrible. They've lost their fight. They've lost their fight. And by the way, I want to make this clear. When I said you better support, you know, Rents and anybody else, like, you know, you see our magazine. But I want to let you know that we're on the cusp of getting censored from YouTube. This is the latest warning.
Yeah. I got 2 strikes. If I put this program up, Gerald, I'm out.
Hi, so. Gerald Celente. We wanted to let you know our team, their team, review your content, and we think, you don't know, but we think is good enough. It violates our medical misinformation policy. You know, they have the best medical misinformation policy of anybody.
10
you know
Nobel
that, right?
Prize winners on
yeah,
staff.
Oh, yeah,
and on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know you may not have realized this was a violation of our policies. However, we have removed the following content from YouTube. The video's name was, you know what the video name was? Corona Hysteria. Prostitutes and politicians killing economy.
It's a fact.
No. That's medical misinformation. We think. They go on to say, we realize this may be disappointing news, but it's our job. It's our job. You know, could you imagine one of these slimy little gutless freaky geeks coming to me, man to man, and telling me this? A little Zuckerberg. A little what do you got in your nose and up your you know what, Dorsey? A little creep like Cook.
Yeah.
That other guy, Pitcher, whatever his name is, from
Google.
From
Google is YouTube. Remember, whenever you talk about YouTube, you gotta think it's Google.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Here goes, right? Remember.
YouTube doesn't allow content that explicitly disputes the efficacy, you ready, of local health authorities. How dare you dispute the efficacy of local health authorities, some little low-life piece of scum crap garbage that's too damn stupid and ignorant to get a real job and suck their way into a bureaucratic position like Rachel Lola Levine.
Dr. Rach, you just nailed it. We got to take a break here, but I hope all of you are listening to the verbiage, the way they wrote that, the construct, the arrogance, the condescension in it. Oh,
and there's more to it. When we come back, I'll fill you in with the rest.
Terrific. All right, Gerald and I will be right back. Hang on. Commentary of the very cleverly assembled world in which we live, thinking we're protected by our Constitution. No, all of these big hitters, so in their own mind, online are privately owned companies and can allegedly do what they want to do. These aren't government or regulated in any way. The deregulation, it's completely insane. And they will absolutely censor the First Amendment into oblivion. Unless something is done.
Yep.
Right? It's that simple.
Yep.
They've bought up control, created control of all social interaction called social media, which could be a magnificent engine to fuel and support and enhance the Constitution. But no, not with these guys.
Nope. I don't know if they're guys. They're aliens to me. Look at the picture. Look at that guy Zuckerberg.
I was going to say that. I was exactly the same thing I was going to say. Look at that face. I'm sorry. People can't help the way they look. If he doesn't look like an E.T. hybrid, I don't know what does.
That guy from Google. I keep forgetting how to pronounce his
Pichai.
Name. Pichai?
Yeah.
Yeah, him. That guy Dorsey. I mean, look at that guy Dorsey.
Or you saw that long ZZ Top-like beard he had for a while.
Yeah.
And that crap in his nose.
I know.
Some scrap metal in his nose. Look, this is not, you couldn't make this up if you were a Hollywood screenwriter.
I know. Again.
Zuckerberg looks like an alien. He does.
He is. This guy's a freak. So anyway, this goes on to say, YouTube doesn't allow content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of local health authorities or World Health Organization guidance, you ready, on social distancing. Let's just take that one. They have a farmer's market out here. I don't go anymore in Kingston. You got to go and you got to give your name before you go in. And everybody is outside, right? It's all outdoors. And you have to stand, if you're waiting online to buy vegetables or whatever, you have to stand 6 feet apart. You're outside, crap head. People are walking all around.
Unbelievable. You got to sign up. Yeah, wow.
And the wind's blowing everywhere, idiot. What kind of social distancing are you telling me about, whack off?
Yeah. Grim,
stupid. No, we are YouTube. This is what the World Health Organization says, Salenti, and you don't have any right to think for yourself. You have no right at all. The wind blows everywhere. No, it doesn't. It stops at exactly 6 feet.
6 feet. And the reality is, it's 17 feet.
Oh wait, I forgot. I'm in Europe. It's only 1 meter.
Oh, there you go. Let's be polite.
Yeah, so it's not it's 6 feet. I gotta.
It's actually 17. And one study recently showed that one vigorous exhalation can blow out
30 feet
up to 60 feet.
Like,
no, 60 feet. It went way the hell out there. So there you go. And that's not a sneeze. That's just an exhalation. So in a calm environment, it just goes and goes and goes. Look, it's all crap.
It's all crap.
All of it.
You know, you see our magazine. I mean,
it's the best damn news magazine. Excuse me. The best news magazine in America. And it's Time magazine, what Time might have been in the past 40 years, 50 years, 60 years ago, but with no commercials. It's magnificent. I've never seen a better publication.
You.
I'm telling
thank
you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I know we give every ounce of energy to make it. And with the reason I'm saying this is because we only put facts in there. Everything that was just written here by these arrogant little boys, these little geeksters in Silicon Man Valley, and I got to be equal, Con Woman Valley, is crap. We write all the scientific data out there. The World Health Organization, you little low-life piece of YouTube crap, up until June, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, along with the New England Journal of Medicine, said those moronic masks you're wearing are useless. And they just did a 180 on that, on the pressure.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to say the facts.
No, it's too much science now. They didn't work.
I got
it's
an email today from a subscriber. And, you know, he said, thank you, blah, 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 blah. He said his daughter-in-law just lost their 12-week-old baby. And so, too, did a friend of hers who also had a baby recently. He said they're both teachers. Mm-hmm. And they've been having to wear masks. And they're wondering if the oxygen deprivation...
I got it.
Yep. Went into the fetal... And
could
I never...
Could have easily been a factor. No, it could have easily been a factor.
Exactly. Because I'm reading about how young people... Or this is very dangerous for them because the young people need that oxygen as their brain is developing.
That's another way to decrease the IQ. They're going to take the whole average IQ and knock it down a few more points with this crap, or try. It's diabolically, satanically, Luciferian, illegal.
Yep.
For any normal human to act like this, but these people are flaunting it, putting it in our face. They are evil.
They are evil. And look at that little low-life piece of garbage scum crap out in California, Gruesome Newsome. The little whack-off gets caught, you know, at the French Laundry over there, what, $400 a head with a bunch of friends sitting around a closed
place.
Not a
mask to be seen.
No, and that was okay. Oh, I apologize. And then another low-life piece of scum crap in Austin, Texas, telling people to stay home as he's out. Oh, and then that other breedless breed or whatever her name is up in San Francisco. She's up in the laundry over there, too. Oh, and by the way, 85% of the businesses in the financial district and parts of it's like 290-something out of 320-something businesses are closed down. You know, but
oh,
she goes away.
Yeah.
Hey, grow up, you people. You better fight. And I don't mean violently. I mean fight for freedom, peace, and justice.
And the American way.
Yes. And that's who I am. I'm a true American.
I don't know. I we'll have to see in the next month what happens. We'll know more.
No. We know what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. We got out our top trends of 2021. We're going into the greatest depression. People are not going to know it happened. If you're living in Argentina and your currency isn't worth anything and you're living a miserable life, they don't tell you you're in depression. They keep the equity markets high, and what, in the United States, 1% owns 52% of them, 88% is owned by 10%. So we, the little people of Slavelandia, have 12% of the markets. They keep the markets high, and that's the illusion that everything's going okay. You got 330 million people. Yeah. So if you have 100 million that can't make it or going down, it doesn't register in the common mind. So we're going into the greatest depression, but people are not going to know how bad it is, because there's going to be a little bounce back, and they're going to think that everything is fine, not mm-hmm. realizing that all those businesses that went out of business are gone for good. The Starbucks got bigger. There is the essential businesses like Walmarts and Targets and Costco, they got much bigger, and all the moms and pops there, his and hers, the hers and hers, the his and his's, they're out of business.
Never to come back, most of them. They're gone.
No,
part of the game.
You're already looking at 10,000 restaurants gone already. 2,000 coffee shops gone. 2,000 already gone. That's we're talking low numbers now. Commercial real estate finished, finito. Go to New York City. Times Square, empty. Broadway, not a neon light shining on Broadway. Empty. No tourists.
I want to say one other thing, and you've noticed it. Many of you have noticed it. You go out in the store. I have to go occasionally to the store. And I have had people come walking up an aisle and actually get as far away from me as they can, and then lean even further away as they pass me. These people are frightened to their toes.
I know. And it's global, by the way. It's not only here.
It's true. We don't hear about it, but it is. It's worldwide.
Yep. Except in one place, and that's one of our other top trends for 2021. China 2021. The 21st century is the Chinese century.
Big story. Yeah. Big.
And let's go back to the COVID war. Remember, it broke out in Yuan province, right?
Yeah.
And they showed the pictures of a guy walking down the street and then dying, right? Falling on the street. Now, what happened was, and again, we've been writing about this week after week, there were protests going on in Hong Kong that they could not stop. They were going on for almost a year. Mm-hmm. I was on Hong Kong radio a number of times. Hmm. And I'm talking, you know, like after you get, taking commercial break, I'd say to the guy, so what's going on over there? Oh, we're fighting. We're not going to stop this. We're going. Oh, no. But I read about, no, the people are out in the street, right? Now, Chinese New Year 2020. Chinese New Year. Happy New Year. The COVID war breaks out. They shut down the Yuan province. And they shut down Hong Kong. And they shut down a couple of other cities. Mm-hmm. End of the protests in Hong Kong. Finito, gone. Then they passed a security law this summer. China, Beijing is back in full charge. The Hong Kong people can't stand the Chinese people. It's a whole different culture.
True. Just like Taiwan, they don't like them.
Yeah,
same.
It's a whole different culture. And now it's taken over by Beijing. So now China is the only large economy in the world that's going to have a positive gross domestic product in 2020.
They're up 26%. Something over there, one of their major indicators is up 26%. I don't want to say GDP,
the GDP is only going to be up about 3 or 4% this year. But it'll be up stronger next year. But they're showing growth as everybody else is going down. China is totally opened up. It's totally opened up. The reason, boys and girls, that they wear those stupid masks is because the air is so filthy. 1.5 million of them die each year from air-polluted related
Gerald
diseases.
Gerald just put his finger on this is a big story. It's true. The pollution in Beijing and all around those big cities is deadly. Deadly. Not a joke. So, the masks are very good.
By the way, don't worry
They're
about
helpful.
It. Don't worry about it because it stops exactly at the border. Just like Fukushima. It didn't go any further. You know all about that. Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm only kidding, of course.
Oh, no
one knows more about Fukushima than you. And the water, it stops, as you well know, right at the, I think it's 12 miles off the
it's amazing
the coast,
how that water
right?
does yeah. that, too. It does.
Yeah, no,
it
because you can't,
stops.
I think the international law is like 12 miles out,
12
right?
12 miles.
So I think it,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so Fukushima, the pollution stopped right at 12 miles. So anyway, you know, I was in Nepal a couple of years ago, Kathmandu, and with my buddy, he passed away recently, Kenny Young. And Kenny Young's the guy that wrote "Under the Boardwalk, Down by the Sea." Anyway,
really?
The air was so filthy. It was so filthy. I wore a mask.
I would.
The dust in the air. Yeah, it rose.
Well,
on
see, those
paved.
Are big particles. They'll get caught.
Oh, yeah,
no problem.
Exactly. That's different. People, you see it. People are driving in cars with windows closed, with masks on.
I'm appalled. I see people out in like a park or something by themselves with a mask on. What the hell are they thinking? Answer, they're not thinking.
They're not
They're
thinking.
Reacting. They're doing what they were told.
Yep.
That's it. Here, the
yep.
restaurant closings have now, in the country here, have now topped 110,000 with the entire restaurant industry in what is now called free fall, thanks to the communist tin pot dictator governors imposing inhuman, useless lockdowns.
Yep.
110,000 family-owned, often old, multi-generational. The pretense under which the rape and destruction and mutilation of America is being carried out is so despicably transparent, I can't come. Gerald and I, and many of you know, we covered this from the beginning.
Yep.
And this thing is a goddamn lie. Excuse my
yep.
French.
The facts are there. Over 50% of the people that died are from elder care homes. According
That's
to the
right.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 94% of the people that died had 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions. The reason why a third of the people have died in the world are from the United States is because 42% of the people are obese. Got it? Diabetics.
Oh, and Elsa,
also, diabetics.
Also, Gerald, the death figures here are
rigged.
They're bogus. They're bogus.
Right.
It's all rigged.
Right.
You cannot test.
You fall off a ladder, crack your head open,
and you got tested
positive. Right, right.
Well, that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is testing positive with the PCR test, which 94% of the time will come back with a false positive. You're not infected. You've got comorbidities. You go into a hospital. You're surrounded with people who are going to treat you inappropriately for something you don't have, and you're going to die in many cases. This has been really a form of genocide. Sorry.
It is.
But that's what it is.
It is. It
Anyhow,
is.
If any of you people come back with a PCR and don't get tested, that's step one.
Tested.
If you get sick, you go home. Drink chicken soup. Stay home. Take care of yourself. Hydrate your body.
I've never been sick in my life. In my entire life, I just turned 74. I've never been sick one day. Never been in bed with the flu. Never had bad colds. I'm being facetious, of course.
Yes,
I mean, how many times have I been in bed for 2 weeks, sick as a dog?
Hey, listen, we've all had flus where we felt like we were going to die. We didn't die. We survived.
You know
That's
what
the
it
human
is?
Body.
You know what it is to me? There was a great guy. When he died, it hit me so hard. His name was Thomas Naylor, N-A-Y-L-O-R. And Thomas Naylor was the guy who started the Second Vermont Republic. And it was a big secessionist movement that was going very strong until he died. And I don't know if they killed him, by the way. And what a great man he was. Oh, kind and intelligent. Mm-hmm. Anyway. He used to tell me all the time, he said, there's a denial of death in this country, a denial of death. And that's what this is. It's a denial of death. That you're going to die. You got it? You're going to die sometime. But this isn't going to kill you, because if you look at the numbers, what is the recovery rate from people 1 to 20 years old? Again, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, YouTube, 99.997%. The overall recovery rate, depending on what number you're looking at, is between 99.7 or 99.8%. So So what are you what are you locking down for?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's an effort to economically destroy the country and then replace it with the new, the great reset. That's what they're doing. It's all going digital. It's all a few big box chains will be allowed to go. It's all going online. Bezos will become even.
God. Oh, there's
worse.
Another. Oh, there's. You talk about an alien?
Yeah, I know.
Look at that guy's face.
No. Pass. I went in the store today, and they're all wearing their masks and dutiful. And when you look at them, many of them actually are not walk. People used to walk around. I'd call it not arrogant, but they'd walk around proud, like they know who they are on the planet. They feel good about themselves and life, and they're walking with purpose. You don't see that anymore. They're hulked over and slumped over. A lot of them. They're just kind of shuffling along. They don't. And you look in their eyes, you can still see their eyes, and there's no joy there, Gerald. I don't want to belabor the word, but there's nothing there. And happiness?
Gone.
Hard to find.
Gone.
Yeah.
Dead.
All by design and all in less than a year. Less than a year.
2020.
What happened?
Yep.
Yeah.
Less than a year. This is unprecedented. So everyone listening, you can see what's going on in front of your eyes. You wouldn't be tuned in to Rents if you didn't. So buy the products. You know, what is that?
Oxy-C, Allison C, thank you. Allison C, magnificent. The world's strongest broad spectrum.
Especially with the mask wearing and a lack of oxygen.
You're breathing your own, you're germinating bacteria and inhaling it into your lungs. Those masks are like petri dishes. You exhale and exhale, and you're blowing out bacteria, and that bacteria will set up in that mask, and it will grow, and you will suck it back into your lungs. And people are getting sick. They are.
I know. And again, little kids, you know, that's so
criminal. Yep. 4 years old and up, they got to put masks on them, and what they're doing is they're damaging them for life.
Yep.
They really are. This is institutionalized child abuse.
It is.
And it is another evil claw on the hand of our destruction. It's horrible.
It's satanic rule. And this is unprecedented in world history. So everyone, do what you can. And, of course, the Trends Journal. We just came out with our top trends for 2020. There's no magazine like it. Nothing comes close in the world. And by the way, it's an international magazine. You know, and if you can't afford the full price, and it's only $129 a year, it was a couple of pennies a day. If you can't afford it, let us know, because I know people are having a tough time, and we try to make it available to everybody we can in any way we can.
And we do that.
So everybody listening, if you can't afford it, I perfectly understand. And we have, by the way, we have subscribers. I don't want to mention their names, but Dan and Howard, for example, that send us money. So for people that can't afford it, to give them subscriptions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate to Gerald, you might get something back. All right. That's pretty nice.
So the people that can't afford it, go to trendsjournal.com. You say, I can't afford the thing, and we'll take care of you.
Well, that's totally high class, and I would expect nothing less. This magazine, you read it, and you've got a bedrock of solid information. You don't have BS. You don't have hype. You've got the real deal, and I've always loved the magazine. Because, well, first of all, no commercials. That's something I really like. I wish I could do it here. But it's got the basics of the stories are put down in such a way you can sit down and get the data out of it. You don't have to read a lot of crap. It's really nicely done. I don't know.
Thank you.
Your editor in chief? You're welcome. You still doing it?
I'm the. You have no. I've never worked harder in my life.
Well,
I've never worked harder in my life.
It's real journalism. It's honest to God journalism. That's what it is.
After we write about the story, what it is, what it means, then we give you the analysis of it.
Correct.
But you know, the motto of the magazine is "Think for yourself." So we give, this is the story. This is what's going on what's going on now in Ethiopia. People have no idea, and they better get hip to it because it's very big what's going on, and what's going on in Turkey, and there what's going on with them with Greece. And on and on and on, all these eruptions that are going on
that people have no idea of,
but their implications are huge. Nigeria, there's a huge country; it's falling apart. Kuwait, 90% of their GDP is oil based.
Kuwait, yeah,
gone down the tubes. There is unrest going on now again in Iraq. This thing, people have no idea what's going on around the world. The United States.
And now that the world. Yeah, go ahead.
We're not even. This is England, 1935. That's America today. The British Empire is long gone. It's over. They finished. The dollar keeps going lower. They keep building up more debt. Gold, silver, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Look at it. The motto, I don't give financial advice, but check where it's going to go.
Go and take a look exactly as Gerald has described, and do yourself a little favor. If you can afford it, even if you can't, reach out to them and let them try to help you. It's that wonderful, a source of information. Very hard to find now, almost impossible to find. And with this crushing censorship that these privately held corporations. When I was a kid, Gerald, we used to hear all the time, antitrust. I hear in the radio, antitrust. You never hear it anymore.
These
monsters have got to be taken down.
They killed it. Robinson Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Glass-Steagall Act, all destroyed.
I know. Sickening.
All destroyed.
Listen, I'm not going to talk to you, I guess, until next year. So let me wish you a truly Merry Christmas, honestly. And I hope you have a wonderful time. And for all of your staff and everything, give them my best and the same greetings.
Now we have a great staff. Everybody's very dedicated to what we're doing.
Yeah, very good. Merry Christmas, Gerald. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Wonderful.
And Happy New Year. Bon Natale.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, my friend. Talk soon.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Right. Gerald Celente. Just terrific information. What a great human being. Be right back in a minute. Hang on.